is World Meningitis Day. The Meningitis Foundation using today to urge our rangatahi particularly to get vaccinated as part of its goal to eliminate meningococcal disease in New Zealand. Yes, it can be eliminated. Gerard Rushton is the chair of the Meningitis Foundation Aotearoa New Zealand. Joins me now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Gerard. Thank you so very much for joining us here. Te reo irirangi o wātea. Tēnā koe.
You are.
So, meningococcal can be eliminated. I just want to just double down on that, and that it is not something that we can tolerate because it can be eradicated. That can be eradicated by vaccinations. That's one way of doing it, isn't it?
That's right. Look, and the rates of protection from vaccination are really good. And look, we've had a number of New Zealand medical professionals come and back the claim that we need to protect our whānau, and it can be eradicated by vaccination, yes. And one of the reasons that vaccination is so important is that this disease can kill within 24 hours. So often protection is the only way, because treatment often comes too late.
Yes, and we have stories, horrifying stories of whānau who have lost their loved ones because, you know, symptoms identified and then, you know, tragedy striking. The question is then, is meningitis what we would consider term a third world disease issue? Why have we got it here?
We're unsure why we've got it here, and we're also unsure of why at present, I mean, even this year, 54% of our cases are Māori and Pacifica. Last year, I think it was as high as 70% of the cases were Māori and Pacifica. So it is, I'm not sure whether it's such, you could describe it as a third world disease, but it is concerning that our Māori and Pacifica have higher rates of the disease, and that's why we're really, really encouraging our whānau to get out there and protect their young ones and their adolescents.
Yes, well. I just want to labour the point just a little bit further, because not a third world disease, but other Māori who work in the health sector and our practitioners themselves are saying it is a disease of poverty.
Well, yes, it's maybe it's a factor of just our closer living that our Māori and Pacifica people have as part of their culture, because it's the nature of how the disease is spread. Maybe that's something. We're not sure of that, but unfortunately, or fortunately, our babies can get protected for free at the moment from ACWY and MenB, but our adolescents, the policy at the moment just stipulates that it's only free to people who are first year halls of residence, boarding schools, barracks or prisons. So Māori and Pacifica are underrepresented at boarding schools and halls of residence. And so we feel at the foundation, and we've questioned the Minister of Health on this, why they have a health policy at the moment which is so discriminatory against our Māori and Pacifica. And we've been pretty active recently questioning most of the political parties and a lot of the political candidates around this. But, yeah, it's really concerning that the present vaccination schedule discriminates against that most at-risk group.
So today, then, you're targeting vaccination, urging our rangatahi to be vaccinated. Then is there a cost for our rangatahi who are not halls of residence or in boarding schools and the like? Is there an ability for them to get free meningococcal B jabs?
Well, yes, there is a cost, but we are working. I mean, some of the marais have vaccination days and there's various days around the country where it is free, but if they're not eligible for a free one, it is expensive. It can be sort of $300 to $400. So that's why we think it's really unfair that that those Marion Pacifica are not eligible for free vaccines, because even everyone should be eligible to be vaccinated for free. The economic case to have everyone vaccinated is black and white, okay? We only need to save a couple of disabilities a year to pay for everyone to be vaccinated. So the economic case is sound, but we're still having trouble getting it across the line.
And can I just get clarification? How what is the age range for free vaccinations then for our tamariki?
It's free at the moment for under 3 year olds, and I think, and there's also a catch up to for 5 year olds. So just let's get those really young in now, and adolescents it's free for those, as I say, a first year university halls, or residence boarding schools, barracks or prisons, and youth centres.
So the Otago University report, which was published earlier this year, highlighted eliminating meningococcal disease. Given that there is a gap in accessibility, free accessibility for particularly rangatahi Māori Pacifica, that report does, you know, as we had talked earlier, eradication, eliminating, achievable. Given if we stay in the status quo, how long will it take? Will we ever be able to achieve elimination?
If we stay in the status quo, I don't think we will. But the New Zealand government in 2021 signed up to the World Health Organization Global Roadmap to Eliminate Meningitis by 2030. We've questioned the government a number of times recently as to what action they've taken on that, and we can't get any answers. So, as I said, the government have signed up to the World Health Authority to eliminate by 2030, so we need to hold them to account on that.
And so then the program to encourage our rangatahi Māori and Pacifica to go be vaccinated, dedicated promotional plan amongst our whānau, how have you seen that supported by, you know, local government, central government, Pūtea? How much support have they given you, the foundation, to promoting this amongst our most vulnerable communities?
Well, we're struggling to get much traction. We had a petition to Parliament last year, and the Select Committee report identified that there needs to be a specific awareness campaign around meningitis, and we haven't really seen that yet. The only adverts on TV are actually funded by drug companies, or the pharmaceutical companies, sorry. And yeah, we haven't had a lot of support on that. So we awareness is as much important as getting the vaccine as well, because we realise that vaccination rates are very low across New Zealand at present, and so awareness of the symptoms of the disease is really important as well.
And so do you have targets of the number of our most vulnerable who need to be vaccinated? But it seems there seems to have been a cloud. There's a kind of like a cloudy kind of thing where the current government has taken away vaccination targets. I'm not 100% sure whether I'm correct there. You can correct me. Do you, yourself, the foundation, have targets?
Our target is to get everyone free access to vaccines. So once that happens, it's Te Whata Ora's job to actually administer that. So we as an organisation don't have targets. We are frustrated from time to time with, you know, we heard last year that there was $1.7 million worth of meningitis vaccines wasted because they were out of date, and those sort of things really frustrate us. So when we know that those vaccines could have gone into people's arms and saved lives.
Wow. I want to ask what happened, why they weren't distributed, and but that will have to be a court order, a very important one, for a later date, Gerard. But thank you so very much for joining us here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wātea, and thank you for the work that the Meningitis Foundation does. Today is World Meningitis Day, whānau, so try and get our rangatahi out to get jabbed. Oh, although, having said that, how much is it for whānau to go get their rangatahi vaccinated?
As I said, if they don't qualify for the free ones, it's between $300 and $400.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, I can't afford that.
I know, and that's this New Zealand health system and the New Zealand public deserve to be protected, and they shouldn't be discriminated on because of cost.
Oh my word, $300. You know how many weeks of kai that can be for my whānau? $300. I know a life, you know, you can't put a price on life. Absolutely. $300, though, Gerard. Wow.
Yes, and that's why we're so determined to ensure that it's free to everyone.